Hello, friends. Tony Gonzalez here, your host of Wellness for You. I talk about your stress style, identifying it, and finding ways to relieve your stress daily. Here we are at the end of April. As you know, I've been talking about how April is Stress Awareness Month, and I like to talk about different ways to relieve stress. And of course, those are things that I have done for myself. So first, I want to remind you that I am solely sharing these tips with you on how to relieve stress based on how it's helped me and my daily practice. It's important to seek help from mental health professionals and remembering that there is no shame in doing that. I am not a therapist. I am not a doctor. Like I said, I'm only here sharing what has worked for me and in hopes that it will help you or guide you to find ways to relieve your stress. I want to share a couple other things with you. I have created a wellness guide that you can download for free on my Linktree on Instagram. I will include the link in the comments here. And I also have created recently a small shop with Amazon links of items that I have used to relieve stress and things that I enjoy. So you can check that out as well. That is an Amazon affiliate link, and that means that I get something back from them. It's minimal, but I do get something back. So if you get a chance, check those out. It would be cool if you did that and share it out with your friends. So as you know, the month is ending. So 30 days of April, right? It's my favorite month. It's my birthday month. But as we head into May, I want to remind you of a couple statistics. 1 in 5 United States adults experience mental illness each year. It is Mental Health Awareness Month, May, all of May. All right. So the National Alliance on Mental Illness offers programs to help you help someone who may be having a mental health episode and even yourself. So there's a couple numbers that you can jot down. One is 988, Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Or you can text HELPLINE to 62640 or chat online in a crisis call or text 988 24/7. Those are just some of the ones that I have written down and shared with you. There's other resources out here, and that's just one of the few that I wanted to talk to you about. So all of this month, I will continue sharing tips on how to relieve stress, and I want to encourage you to look for ways to do things for yourself that involves self-care, self-love, all of that. I know I used to roll my eyes at that too, self-love. I do love myself, but you know, when you think about it, I sit, and I'm going to share something with you. I sit for hours at a time working on things for my doctorate, and sometimes I forget to get up and take a break. Well, that's not good, right? Because that leads to more stress. That leads to a really tightness in my neck, my shoulders. I feel tired, maybe cranky. Maybe I'm not getting the nutrition that I need because I'm too busy typing. It's important to take time to do things for yourself. It's super important. So I encourage you to take those 20-minute breaks or get up, move around for every few minutes, and make sure that you're eating properly. Lastly, I want to share something from the 100 Days of Calm or 100 Days to Calm by Amy Lee McCree. And I'll also share that in the comments. It's a meditation. I love meditation. It is really something that has changed things for me, to include walking away from difficult situations and people when I have to do that or when I can. So this meditation can be powerful. It can be a powerful tool for inducing a sense of calm, especially if practiced on a regular basis. So there are many health benefits to regular meditation that I want to share with you. Not only does it improve your focus and ability to concentrate, it also helps balance your mood and improves the functions of your physical body, including your nervous system. Your nervous system often plays a big role when you experience feelings of worry or anxiety. It becomes overstimulated and, well, nervous, responding to hormones from your adrenal glands, your brain, and other parts of your body. When the nervous system is overstimulated, you feel on edge. Meditation is one of the most powerful tools for turning anxiousness into tranquility. Even a few minutes of practice, 2 to 3 times per week, can make a significant difference. The more meditation you fit into your day, the calmer, clearer, and more creative you will feel. Today, you can get started with a simple meditation. Sit quietly and repeat the word peace in your mind. Every time a thought arises, simply repeat the word peace. Begin with a goal of meditating for 5 minutes. You'll find your mind wandering a great deal at the beginning. The practice of yoga refers to these wandering thoughts as mind weeds. As you become more comfortable, increase your time to 10 minutes and continue to build for as long as your daily or your day allows for you. This simple meditation can help you feel calmer. So I want to ask you, how can you incorporate this into your day today, starting today? I want to invite you to do something for yourself, and meditation is a great way to start. All right, people, I want to remind you to do a couple things. I want to remind you to take care of yourself daily, do something daily for yourself. Place yourself on top of the list because it all does start with you. And more importantly, I want to remind you to stay safe out there, and I will talk to you soon.